Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The World Bank warns of a global recession. Contributing factors for the group is COVID-19 in China, rising interest rates, and the cost of living crisis. They've all darkened the outlook through the end of the year. The cost of almost everything from food to fertilizers is soaring, causing consumers to spend less. As governments aim to bring down the cost of living, containing inflation without pushing economies into slowdown is the big challenge.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
Before becoming president, Dwight Eisenhower had a demanding job. Today marks the Day of Days. D-Day, on this day in 1944, was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Gasoline prices continue to rise.
The national average for a gallon of gas is up to $4.81. That's 5 cents higher than Friday and over 20 cents higher than last week this time. The head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy thinks the national average will reach $5 per gallon as soon as June 17th. California has the most expensive gas at $6.30 a gallon. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Bassist Alec John Such, a founding member of Bon Jovi, has died at the age of 70. John Bon Jovi made the announcement on social media Sunday. Alec left the band in 1994. Cause of death was not shared. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida began rolling out the Artemis 1 moon rocket from the assembly building at about midnight Eastern last night. It will take approximately 8 to 12 hours for NASA to transport Artemis 1 along the 4-mile road to Launch Pad 39B. Credibility. It's never given away freely and is always earned. American families suffering from the baby formula shortage in America continue to hear excuses from top leaders. Lonnie Chen is running for California State Controller tomorrow in the Golden State. He was on Fox News early Monday morning describing a lack of accountability within the Biden administration.
It's an accountability crisis. That's really what it is. It's a lack of accountability. This baby formula shortage actually goes back even farther than that. The Biden administration could have been notified as early as September of last year that there was a potential problem with the Abbott manufacturing plant. And then for them now to be unable to provide accountability for what's going on, and more importantly, to continue refusing to accept responsibility reality. There are homeless folks on the street here in California. We don't have adequate storage for water, so we're told we can only water our lawns twice a week. All of these challenges are challenges of accountability and transparency. And I believe we need to start fixing those things by electing folks who are actually going to be responsive and responsible to taxpayers. That is how we get this turned around, not by obfuscating and continuing to avoid the problem, which is exactly what the Biden administration is doing with this baby formula thing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Dr. Paul Kengor joins us now, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, Bill. Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Before we get into all the gun hoopla that's going on right now, before we get there, I wanted to address something. You know, the Catholic Church has been in a bit of a crisis, and it seems like it's really out in the streets now, trying to deal with the likes of Nancy Pelosi and the President of the United States who promote abortion. And you've had some bishops, archbishops have said, look, if they come, I'm not going to serve them communion. And so you have the War of the Eucharist going on, which I think is quite interesting. And here we are the day after Pentecost, and you've got a archbishop in San Francisco who said, look, I'm not going to serve her at her home church, and he gets demoted. I mean, it's almost like he gets David to Leiden. You know,
right.
He's not the one breaking the law. He's not the one that's offending God, but he's the one that takes the punishment. And meanwhile, they elevate a priest in his position who is very liberal and accepting of that status. And I got to tell you, Catholics are really, I don't know if they've had this kind of crisis since Vatican II, frankly.
Yeah, it's a real mess. And Pope Francis has a lot to do with this. And I've defended Francis a lot over the years, including against conservatives who, you know, have good reasons to criticize him. But he's been good, Bill, on the abortion issue. That's ironic about the whole thing. I mean, how many times has Pope Francis said that getting an abortion is like hiring a hitman, right?
Right.
And when he says that, you know, liberals just, you know, start foaming at the mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can't believe that, you know, their liberal pope is saying things like that. But then on the other hand, he goes and does things like elevates McElroy, who's the most liberal bishop, definitely one of the top three or four most liberal bishops in the entire church, and he promotes him over Archbishop Gomez in Los Angeles,
right,
who really should have been made a cardinal. In fact, Archbishop Chaput in Philadelphia a few years ago was passed over by Francis, and Francis instead promoted people like Supich from. He's really hard to figure out, Bill. In some ways, he's conservative on cultural issues, sexual issues, marriage, and I could read off statements from you where where he refers to same-sex marriage as the product of the devil, mm-hmm. right, that sort of thing, refers to progressivism as adolescent progressivism, you know, the idea that you get new ideas that are invented anew and detached from tradition of the church. He says that's all wrong. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, and I think this is part of the enigma that's hard to figure out about him, he seems comfortable, more comfortable around church liberals and mm-hmm. church progressives. And I think also, too, you know, those people who are around him, who have been from South America and different parts of Europe, they advise him on who to pick from the United States, and he picks people like McElroy and Supich.
Yeah.
And picking McElroy, who has the France, and I should name another one here, Cardinal Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C., who's the other liberal that,
right,
that
exactly.
Francis promoted up. Mm-hmm. And Wilton Gregory, he absolutely is not going to deny the Eucharist to
right.
Pelosi or Joe Biden. And I'll drill it down even a little deeper to give Francis a little bit of the benefit of the doubt on this. So he believes that the Eucharist is medicine for the soul. All right. So he believes that the best way to deal with these pro-choice politicians and others is actually to give them the Eucharist, right? They need this for healing as a sacrament to be better. But on the other hand, you know, whatever happened to you, Jesus saying, go and sin no more.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you have to, at some point when the politician refuses to listen, what good are you doing for the politician as the shepherd when you say, okay, look, you can do anything that you want to continue to receive the Eucharist?
Right.
At some point, you need to go to that person and say, listen, you need to stop doing this. You know, Joe Biden, you're going to quote-unquote, let me quote you here, Biden, right? You're going to throw the entirety of the federal government against the people that are trying to reverse Roe v. Wade. You can't do that, right?
Exactly.
You mm-hmm. can't so aggressively and militantly promote abortion. This goes beyond just accepting abortion as maybe a necessary evil that you need to deal with in a time of sexual license or whatever. No, you're actively promoting and expanding so-called abortion rights.
Exactly.
You can't do this. You have to stop this. Mm-hmm. And you've been warned over and over and over and over again that you shouldn't do this. And that's where Coeur d'Alene is, with the Archbishop of San Francisco, with Nancy Pelosi, right? And so he's told her, okay, that's it. You can't receive the Eucharist. And so Francis responds by not only not promoting Coeur d'Alene or Gomez, but by promoting one of the most liberal priests, one of the most liberal bishops, McElroy, who says, you shouldn't be politicizing the Eucharist this way. Coeur d'Alene said, I'm not politicizing it. This is pastoral. It's not political, right? Mm-hmm. Then you should be denying you should be denying Donald Trump the Eucharist because Donald Trump didn't have a good position on immigration. Donald Trump isn't Catholic,
right?
Right?
Oh, by the way. Yes, talk about not making it political. Let me bring up some political figures. This is the problem with the progressives. And the other severe problem you're going to deal with, because coming up a little bit later on, we're going to hear from Dr. George Barnapall. And they have done a deep dive into these denominational pastors and who are the least likely to hold to a biblical worldview. At the bottom of the list are Catholics at 6%.
Right.
6%. I got to tell you, I know I keep saying I'm going to talk to some priests, but I'm sure some priests are probably listening to this, and maybe some are grieved, some are maybe not. So at 6% holding to a biblical worldview, that's dangerous. I mean, this is what's happening right now, is that pastors are leading their sheep down the wrong road here. This road of progressivism. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know Barna and his research very well because I'm a former evangelical, and
right.
so I'd have to look at how he defines that, right? So he might be defining that in terms of biblical worldview, and it's probably in a way that that clearly wouldn't be Catholic in any way, so Catholics are going to rank a lot lower. But that said, a good friend of mine, Dave Ayers, who's a Calvinist, just wrote a book, Sex and the Single Evangelical. He could give you some shocking statistics on Catholics and same-sex marriage. Catholics, I mean, Catholic means universal. And
right, exactly.
Right, because Catholics are all over the place, and the tough thing about for Catholics too is when you walk out of a polling station and someone says to you, "Well, how do you identify religiously?" Right? Well, you know, there's literally about a billion people who say, "Well, I was baptized Catholic, I'm Catholic," but they're not actually practicing.
Right, right? Exactly.
Yeah,
well, they're the ones, like I say about Joe Biden, when they say he's a practicing Catholic, I say he needs more practice.
Right.
Like the rest of us. Dr. Yeah. Paul Kengor is with us, and we've got more from Paul on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We'll be right back.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Paul Kengore, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, is with us. And we had a topic in mind. But, you know, in fact, I was sharing with a friend this morning, Paul, that, you know, she says, oh, what is your show about? And I said, well, you know, we're looking at the cultural issues and news of the day and entertainment from a biblical worldview. And I said, what happens often is that the Holy Spirit, and I say this with all honor and respect, considering that over the weekend we celebrated Pentecost and all that Pentecost represents.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit comes in and says, okay, Paul, Bill, you know, I know you have your idea, but this is what I want you to focus on.
Right.
And this happens often on this show, that God will come in and say this. And I know some people might think, well, Martinez, you're really weak. No, I'm being honest with you. This is what happens. Because my friends, I have dear friends that have known me forever, and they go, Bill, where do you come up with this stuff? Because we know you. You're not that smart. I go, yeah, you know me. You know I'm not that smart, and you know I didn't come up with it. I'm not about to claim any credit for it. But, you know, these are things that we need to talk about that really, at the end of the day, Paul, it does have reference to, you know, gun control and our government and all these other issues, the border and everything like that, because we're out of whack, you know, morally speaking. We've become an amoral nation, which John Adams said clearly that our Constitution was designed for a moral people. And we're wondering why the Constitution is not working right now. It's because we have a lot of, you know, immorality that's taken place in our culture. I mean, to the point, you know, we talk about the problems with the Catholic Church. Well, you know, I believe because God's judgment always starts in his house, right? And I believe judgment is starting to fall. Look what is going on, and you brought this to our mind. You got the third largest Protestant denomination in the United States. We're talking one humongous revolution and church split, a denominational split that's taking place. And break that down for our audience.
Yeah, with the UMC, the United Methodist Church, which I've followed for a long time. In fact, I wrote a book on the faith of Hillary Clinton, and actually I wrote a book too on the faith of George W. Bush. They're both Methodists.
Yes.
And so George W. Bush coming from more of a Southern Methodist background, and Hillary Clinton coming from, you know, Park Ridge United Methodist Church and the kind of liberal suburbs of Chicago. And I remember Hillary used to say, oh, I'm so comfortable in this church. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, when she was saying that, Bill, early 2000s, the UMC was at that point pro-choice. But and ironically, the UMC started to come back more toward the middle on the abortion issue as the African delegation started coming up and voting with the convention, and the liberals in the United States would try to stage their votes at the conventions before the African delegation came up. And once they couldn't do that anymore, and the African delegation, which is more conservative, brought them more to the middle of the road on a pro-life position, we were all cheering. We were all like, good, good, maybe the UMC is getting back on track. But they've gone so far left on sexual issues.
Yes.
And in fact, there's a piece up of the Fox News website right now, and they show several different United Methodist churches with just giant rainbow flags out front. Right. And not only for Pride Month, but in fact, when I was in D.C., was this last summer, maybe the summer before, I was speaking at the Institute of World Politics, which is across the street from Foundry United Methodist Church, the great historic Foundry United Methodist Church. Well, that was Hillary Clinton's denomination in Washington. It had the biggest rainbow flag I've ever seen in my life across the front of that church. I mean, larger than the crucifix, right? And it is now finally over these issues where the UMC, kind of like my old denomination, Presbyterian Church USA, PCUSA, eventually now is at the point where they are splitting. They're splitting over same-sex marriage, ordination of gay pastors, and also in the case of UMC, transgender issues right now. In fact, my colleague at the American Spectator, Ellie Gardy, has a piece on a transgender drag queen pastor in the United Methodist Church. And I think over the weekend, I believe this is what the Fox News article is about a dozen Georgia United Methodist churches all left the denomination just over the weekend. So you had, and I think the largest Protestant denomination was probably the Southern Baptist Convention, and then maybe Presbyterian, and then I think UMC after that. So now UMC, which probably had, I'm guessing probably about 2 million members, you're going to see them under a million members really quick.
Exactly.
And see, the mainline denominations are now the great shrinking denominations. And these people are going to be going to conservative, evangelical, non-denominational churches. Mm-hmm. You know, that's been the trend in Protestantism. That's where a lot of people are going. And the irony with all of this, and I'll bring it back to the Catholic Church too, is that the liberal churches, the liberal parishes, the liberal priests, the liberal pastors, reverends, yeah, those are the ones, the more liberal they get, their congregations just slowly, slowly dwindle. No one goes to them. In the Catholic Church, everyone's going to the traditional Latin Mass churches. I mean, you've got all these young kids who are 18, 19, 20 years old going to services that are done fully in Latin, of all places. And the liberals are trying to crack down on those. So, and they never seem to realize that the problem is the more liberal they get, the more members that they shed, and you just can't beat it into their head that it's the liberalism that's causing it.
Exactly. Yeah. The very same thing like we talked about with Ted Baer talking about entertainment. You know, and it's interesting to hear you talk. I flash back as when I was in Bible college, I was so blessed to have one of our lessons taught by Dr. Fuchsia Pickett. And what an incredible woman of God, and a woman, you know, speaking of the Holy Spirit as well. And she had a Methodist background. And I'm sure had she, you know, if she was around today, I mean, she would be leading the charge a long time ago in convicting, you know, these liberals and what they were doing, because she was one that was very much attuned to the revelatory word of God, Paul. You know, is that
right,
when
right.
when you're reading the word of God, you're not just reading words. You're looking, okay, God, what are you telling me here? What are you opening up my heart and eyes to? And boy, I'll tell you what, I was so blessed during that period of time to be taught by, you know, pastors like this, ministry leaders that had 30 plus years of experience, and to be able to speak into our lives. And I remember her distinctly. What a powerful woman of God.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of the liberal Protestants and liberal Catholics today, you know, they will open their Bibles, but they read it very selectively, right? And so they focus on, well, Jesus says to love thy neighbor, right? But again, you know, he tells the woman at the well, right? You know, go and sin no more, right? So you know, there's two parts to this, right? There is forgiveness, there is mercy, but you get forgiveness and mercy by stopping the behavior, or at least trying to stop the behavior. And the job of the shepherd, the pastor, is to say, okay, you shouldn't be doing that. That's not good for you. But they refuse to go there because it conflicts with their politics, their ideology. And you're right, that John Adams quote, right? John Adams said the Constitution was made for a holy and religious people, right? A moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the governing of any other type. And most political problems eventually come down to being theological problems, a lot of it. And as these different denominations dwindle, and as people going to Mass in the Catholic Church dwindles, what's the largest, and George Barna could talk to you about this, Bill, you know, what's the largest grouping right now in all these religious categories? It's the nuns. N-O-N-E, right? The non-affiliated. And Barna could probably go through this, too. We're losing about 1% per year, and it's been consistent for 30 years now, on the number of people who believe in God. And it's going to be below 70 pretty soon. And this is a train wreck.
It's going to be
a relativistic train wreck.
And the people that will be indicted will be those that know. I mean, it's our responsibility as light bearers, Paul, to be that light in darkness. I mean, we have got to take a stand on this to stop the insanity that's going on right now. And this is why we're talking about this. Normally, we wouldn't have this conversation, you know, about the Catholics and what's happening in the Catholic Church and biblical worldview and what that means. And I would challenge everybody to study it. It's not that difficult in terms of holding to a biblical worldview. It's believing in the Word of God, believing that God is God, that He sent His Son to save us, and it's our duty to share that with others.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The World Bank warns of a global recession. Contributing factors for the group is COVID-19 in China, rising interest rates, and the cost of living crisis. They've all darkened the outlook through the end of the year. The cost of almost everything from food to fertilizers is soaring, causing consumers to spend less. As governments aim to bring down the cost of living, containing inflation without pushing economies into slowdown is the big challenge.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
Before becoming president, Dwight Eisenhower had a demanding job. Today marks the Day of Days. D-Day, on this day in 1944, was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. George Barna back with us. We've been talking about pastors holding to a biblical worldview, but it's time to take a look at which denominations pastors are least likely to hold to a biblical worldview. Dr. George Barna, always great to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you, Bill.
So as you continue to break this down, we're going to take a look at denominations with this study, right?
Well, we'll look at groups of denominations. We weren't looking at specific denominations per se.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what did you find? Break it down for us.
Well, when we look at all Christian pastors, as we talked about before, less than 4 out of 10, just 37% have biblical worldview. Denominationally, or in terms of families of denominations, it's actually quite different. The types of churches that are most likely to have a pastor with a biblical worldview are non-denominational and independent Christian churches, where we found that close to 6 out of 10, which is still low, but it's the highest among all the denominational families, 57% have a biblical worldview. Just following that were evangelical Protestant churches, where you had half, 51%, of the pastors in those churches with a biblical worldview, and then it fell below half when you went to charismatic and Pentecostal churches, where about a third of them, 37% of those pastors have a biblical worldview, even lower among the mainline Protestant churches at 32%, lower still among the holiness group of churches, where 28% of the pastors of those congregations have a biblical worldview, and the lowest of all were the traditionally black Protestant churches, where less than 1 out of 10 of those pastors, just 9%, have a biblical worldview, and the lowest of all the ones that we looked at were Roman Catholic churches, where 6% of Catholic priests currently have a biblical worldview.
Wow, there's so much that stands out on this. I mean, right away, I mean, first of all, we look at the general number, and you're seeing about, you know, 1 and 2 overall. But when you look at charismatic and Pentecostal at 37%, that sticks out. Traditionally, black Protestants at 9%, Roman Catholic at 6%. This is incredible. I mean, what is going on here, George?
Well, we have gotten to a place in our culture where the culture influences the church more than the church influences the culture. So what you have are pastors whose, you know, gauge of success doesn't have to do with biblical fidelity. It has to do with popularity. It has to do with growth. It has to do with a lot of other issues that are things that Jesus did not die on the cross for. And so when we look at, yes, are we teaching his truth? Are we teaching his principles? That typically is not one of the gauges of success in our churches.
Well, the Catholic Church, of course, went to the headlines this past week once again in having the debate in public whether or not Nancy Pelosi should receive communion. And we say Nancy Pelosi, I mean, even the president is under that indictment as well. Of course, the Archbishop of D.C. said, hey, not a problem. But yet in San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi's home church archbishop said, I just can't. In good conscience, I cannot serve you Holy Communion because of your repeated stance for abortion.
Yeah, you know, and you have to give that priest credit for standing for something. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm sure he stands for a lot. I don't mean that as a derogatory statement, but, you know, kudos to him for saying, mm-hmm. look, we've got to draw the line somewhere. If we're going to preach about sin, and by the way, other studies we've done show that most pastors and priests don't preach about sin, but if we are going to claim that sin is real, that sin is impactful, that sin is negative, that we need to do something about it, and that the church stands for purity, it stands for holiness, it stands for righteousness, it stands for biblical principles, then we can't just turn a blind eye to people who literally preach that, yes, it's okay to murder unborn children.
Exactly.
Yes, it's okay to wed, you know, men and men and women together. These are things that break God's law, and we cannot stand here and just turn our head to the other side and say, yeah, well, we're really not going to stand up for what we claim is important.
And people intrinsically understand this, George. This is why they're leaving in masses out of these churches, because they are not in alignment with their own conscience that God has given them. And they know instinctively that there's incongruity here. And it's bothersome. And at a time when they need the church to hold the line, when they see a culture that is unraveling right before their eyes, that their kids are being victimized about it, that the next generation, their grandchildren even, are going to be subject to this great compromise, this is quite the threat. And even more so, you would think the leaders of these churches who basically have hijacked what Jesus has intended and to come up with their own idea of church. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm not sure I want to be around for that judgment. Do you?
Well, no, absolutely not. And I think it's interesting. Clearly, we're living in a time of confusion, where most Americans now have bought into the lie that there is no absolute moral truth. But what that's done is that creates a cognitive dissonance within us, where on the one hand, we're dealing with what God has planted in our hearts in terms of truth and righteousness. We're comparing that to what the culture says, which is do whatever feels good, whatever seems right in your own eyes. And so there's a lack of clarity. Now, who's called to stand in the gap there? Leaders. Those leaders who stand up for God, for Christ, for the scriptures, i.e. pastors. But then we look at this research, and what we find is that pastors may not be quite as confused or quite as likely to be confused as the typical adult in America, but we see that clearly a majority of pastors are willing to side with their emotions rather than they are to side with God's truth. And that's what continues this confusion in our culture. When our leaders stand up and say, don't worry about it, just run with your feelings. Whatever you feel at the moment, that's what you've got to work with, as opposed to, no, let's go with that still small voice that's crying out within you to follow God's way. You know, we've got a very serious choice to make, and we're now sadly at a place where we cannot trust most church leaders to give us guidance in this time of darkness.
Well, it's going back to what you said earlier. This is why you don't hear from the pulpit any sermons on sin when the leader of the church is compromised himself. I know that may sound like a broad brush statement, but, we read studies all the time, George, where you've got a third of the senior pastors involved with pornography. And the number one time that they're most involved with pornography of all times is Sunday. They can go to church all day Sunday, preach the Word of God, and then Sunday night they're in front of their computers viewing down pornography, is what one study indicated. I mean, boy, when you have that kind of compromise going on, as you said earlier, you know, we're reflecting the culture. We're not influencing the culture, which God called us to do. Well, I'll tell you, this is... I mean, these pastors have to really consider, again, in the book of Revelation, as Jesus was walking through the lampstand, what color lampstand? Where do you stand in that assessment of those seven churches today? Because that indictment and that evaluation still has merit even today, does it not?
It does. You know, Bill, one of the things this reminds me of is when I look throughout scriptures, what we find is that there were religious leaders throughout history who have really compromised God's truth. And so to me, it's a reminder that, yes, I can learn things from pastors, and I want to, and I want them to encourage me and to hold me accountable to go to a better place spiritually. But ultimately, that responsibility rests on my shoulders. Someday, you know, Judgment Day, I'm not going to be able to turn to God and say, well, don't blame me. My pastor got it wrong.
It's that pastor. It's that pastor you gave me. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Dr. George after this.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America.
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. George Barna continues with us. He is the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And, George, you were exactly right as you were finishing up the first segment. You know, that we go back to the Garden of Eden. You know, God holds us to be responsible. And it's silly to think that we could point to somebody else and say, well, you know, it wasn't me. It's that pastor that doesn't hold to a biblical worldview. It's his fault, right?
Yeah, and Bill, when I look at this research, one of the things that it says to me is that each of us as followers of Jesus need to be always on the lookout for clues about those people who say that they are our leaders, who want to teach us from the Bible. What kind of clues? Well, when I look at the data that we have from these studies, one of the things that did blow me away is that the category of worldview information for which pastors are least likely to be thinking and acting consistently biblical relates to beliefs and activities about Bible, truth, and morality. Mm. Now, to me, this is the heart of what the Christian faith is about. Believing that the Bible is true, that it's reliable, that it's relevant, knowing that truth is embodied by God, and it matters so much to him that he made sure that we have this document, the Bible, that conveys absolute truths to us, and that the way that we apply those is when we make decisions about what's right and wrong, when we look at things like life and marriage and family and so forth. And so when I see that the category for which pastors of all denominations across the country, of all different pastoral levels, from senior pastor to, you know, children's youth pastors, when I see that that's the category they're most likely to not understand and therefore not teach truth, that tells me I've got to be hyper-vigilant about what kind of church I'm going to allow myself to be influenced by? What kind of radio ministries, television ministries, parachurch ministries, books, all of these things that have influence on my thinking about God's ways, I've got to be more careful than ever, because there's perhaps more distortion out there within the church than we've experienced for centuries and centuries.
You know, George, Bible truth and morality is like the cultural trinity that people of faith should hold to. I mean, first of all, you know, starting with the Word of God, Jesus himself said, it's not by food, but every word that, you know, comes from the mouth of God, that's what gives me life. That's what I live off of. I mean, the Bible is so critical that Jesus, the Son of God, would give us that declaration, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I also tell people is, look, maybe what you need to do, if you're kind of wrestling with all this, you're saying, but I don't know that I believe the research. I mean, how could pastors have it wrong? Well, then maybe it's time for you and me and all of us to get back to basics, to go back and see if we can persuade ourselves, based on what we know about the Bible, that the Bible is true, it is reliable, it is relevant, it is accurate, it is the cornerstone on which to which we need to turn to get truth into our mind and heart and soul. And what I know is that most Americans, based on other research we've been doing, really don't know what the argument is for why can we trust the Bible. How do we know that it's real and that it's right? Why should I trust the Bible more than I should trust Nancy Pelosi? You know, why should I trust the Bible more than I would trust Joe Biden? I mean, he has, you know, the office of the president. So maybe he knows, you know, I mean, we've got, they sound like stupid questions to some people. But
right.
For a lot of Americans, that's what they're wrestling with. Who do I trust? Why do I trust them? How do I know what's right? And so to be able to make that argument where we can at least persuade ourselves that God's word is truth, it needs to be at the center of how we make our decisions, that's a really critical point for us to come to.
Well, like you said, we can also evaluate through experience. I mean, case in point, Roe v. Wade, look what's coming out right now. I mean, the people wanted to believe because it was convenient for them. They wanted to live life according to their own eyes, and they bought into a huge lie from the Supreme Court, from an institution that was supposed to embody truth. And what did they do? They sold themselves out for a political interest, and 63 million plus babies later that have died because of that decision and the heartbreak that particularly women have been subjected to, the amount of suicide as a result of going against truth, George. I mean, we need to, as you said, you look at the fruit of these decisions, the fruit of these leaders, and you've got to be discerning, especially in these times that we were warned about, right?
Yeah, and let's not lose sight of the fact that when Jesus talked about discipleship, he said there's three marks of a disciple. You will be my disciple when you obey my teaching. So you got to know it before you can obey it. But then you have to be willful. It's a volitional choice that you're making to actually do what Jesus taught. Secondly, he said you'll be my disciples when you love each other. And so how are we behaving toward others? Are we helping them to obey? Are we helping them to know? Thirdly, he talked about, and you will be my disciples when you produce spiritual fruit. And so just as you're talking about, okay, let's look at how we are responding to the issues of the day, whether it's LGBTQ issues, whether it's abortion, whether it's, you know, Ten Commandments kind of stuff, lying, stealing, cheating, lusting, all of these things. We've got to go back to that and remember that, you know what, in our culture today, we don't even believe that there is such a thing as a lie.
Yes.
Why? Because we don't believe that there's truth. And if there's no truth, how can there be something that's false? And so this is why it's so critical. We get back to God's word. We know what it teaches, why it teaches it, what it looks like in practice, what kind of a person it makes us, what kind of choices we make as a result of that, because that's the only way that we're going to be a disciple of Jesus. According to his own definition, where we know and obey, we love and we produce fruit.
Exactly. And here we are in the same position as Pilate, this culture today, standing in front of the Son of God and saying, what is truth? We've lost our way so much so that we've lost that foundational principle of what truth is, George.
Absolutely true. And, you know, one of the things that I'd love for people to keep in mind is if you're thinking, wow, well, then I really need to get my child to church so they'll learn these things. I mean, when we find that only one out of every eight children's and youth ministers have a biblical worldview, that says to me as a parent that there's a huge probability that bringing my child to church is not going to help them to know God's truth. And so we've got to be very careful about the choices that we make. Simply saying, yeah, but I brought my kid to church. I can't be responsible for what happened. No, we are completely responsible.
Well, it's the same thing as happening in our secular schools. You know, we send our kids to school thinking they're going to be educated in a way, and now we're finding out, thank you very much, COVID, by the way, boy, the kids were being indoctrinated with things that were, you know, the furthest thing from what we believe to be proper education. So it's no surprise, as you said, again, the culture is influencing every aspect of our life, including the church today, so it's no wonder. And speaking of these youth pastors, I think you and I talked about it the last time, is that they are downline of a system, of an organization that promotes this compromised worldview. So it's no wonder that our churches with the youth pastors are, you know, carrying out the commandments of these institutions that have modified the Word of God and have become so woke sensitive.
Yeah, and so for each of us, I mean, this is hard to listen to, I know, but we're in a place in history where in God's providence, he's chosen to place us in this point in time where submission, surrender, and sacrifice are absolutely critical for us. They're uncomfortable. It's not something that we want to gear ourselves to, but that's what we need at this moment in history. And so that's going to be one of the delineators as to whether or not we are truly disciples of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Are we willing to submit to his agenda? Are we willing to surrender everything to follow him and his ways? Are we willing to sacrifice whatever we have in order to do what's right in his eyes? It's going to be uncomfortable, but that's the only way to go.
And George, to your point, I mean, the book of Ecclesiastes says there's a time and season. And right now, exactly just as you said, this is our appointed time. So what will we stand for? Will we stand for the things that are holy and righteous and good and noble, those things that are that God said, look, at if you do right, will it not go well for you? Will this be the legacy that we'll pass on to the next generation? We got a minute left. I'm going to leave it to you. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and just following up on that, I mean, one of the things that strikes me is that, as Queen Esther, you know, the book of Esther talked about, you know, we are here for such a time as this. We are not here for such a time as this simply to cave in, to go along, to get along. We are here for such a time as this to be different, to show what it looks like to be Jesus in a dying, decaying, declining culture. And so we have the opportunity to help people find joy through living for God like Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit at such a time as this. Thank you, God, for giving us that privilege. But man, give us the strength to do it.
Amen. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, Dr. George Barna. George, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.